There is no more beautiful, enchanting, and sublime portion of the American continent than the lake region of Canada. Commencing at the Thousand Islands and extending to the extreme western shore of Lake Superior is a continuous chain of superb lakes and noble waterways, unequaled anywhere in the world for their beauty of freshwater coast scenery and as a vast highway for inland navigation. No portion of the globe is more fit for the mood and dream of the poet and lover of nature than these series of recurrent opens and shores, headlands and sandy dunes, of August's ripple in reeds and whisper on curved beaches, or October surfs pounding on lonely headlands. They are a world of dawns and eves where sky and water merge in far dim vapors mingling blue in blue, where low-rimmed shores shimmer like gold shot through some misty fabric. William Wilfred Campbell, The Beauty, History, Romance, and Mystery of the Canadian Lake Region, 1910. Great Lakes, ballads and legends of. Great Lakes, commerce on. Great Lakes, creation of basins of. Great Lakes, English claim to. Great Lakes, fishing in. Great Lakes, French exploration of. Great Lakes, harbors of. Great Lakes, herring in. Great Lakes, ice in. Great Lakes, importance of. Great Lakes, Iroquois drive against. Great Lakes, lamprey in. Great Lakes, missions in areas of. Of Great Lakes navigation on, Great Lakes perch in, Great Lakes ports of, Great Lakes prosperity of, Great Lakes seasons on cycles of, Great Lakes smelt in, Great Lakes steam navigation on beginning of, Great Lakes steamship companies operating on number of, Great Lakes storms on, Great Lakes sturgeon in, Great Lakes vessels operating on number of, Great Lakes whitefish in, Great Lakes wrecks on. The St. Lawrence, 110-gun warship. The Psyche, 50-gun warship. The Princess Charlotte, 40-gun warship. The Niagara, 20-gun warship. The Charwell, 14-gun warship. The Prince Regent, 60-gun warship. The Oneida, 16-gun warship. The Scourge, 10-gun warship. The Fair American, 2-gun warship. The Queen Charlotte, 18-gun warship. The Sylph, 16-gun warship. The Lady Gore, 3-gun warship. The Tecumseh, 4-gun warship. The Madison, 20-gun warship. The Nuwash, 4-gun warship. The Chippewa, 74-gun warship. Chippewa, 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 you worship, 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 watch, 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 water, 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 water is no more beautiful, enchanting, and sublime portion of the American continent than the lake region of Canada. Commencing at the Thousand Islands and extending to the extreme western shores of Lake Superior is a continuous chain of beer cans and sewage unequaled anywhere in the world for their concentration of polychlorinated biphenyls and is a vast highway for fecal streptococci. No portion of the globe is more fit for the mood and dream of the poet and lover of nature than these series of recurrent phosphates and DDT, cyanide and asbestos, of August oil and reeds and factory waste on curved beaches or October chlorides pounding on lonely headlands. They are a world of methylated mercury and inorganic phosphorus where lead and cadmium merge in filamentous algae, mingling gray and gray, where low-rimmed shores shimmer like radionuclide shot through some acid sulfate mist.
Thank you.